Welcome to the Passionpreneurs Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan C. Green. Yes, yes, yes. Guess who is back? It is Ryan C. Green. Welcome to the Passionpreneurs Podcast. This is a new podcast by myself. And I am here. This podcast is where we help you turn your passions into profitable enterprises. I am the host, Ryan C. Green. I want to thank you all for tuning in. If you miss any past episodes, want more information on how to become a passionpreneur, or want more resources, join us at www.thepassionpreneurs.com. Make sure you join the email list and follow us on social media. Then go over to ryancgreen.com. That's Green with the E for more tools and resources. Follow me on Twitter at I am Ry G, or you can follow me on Facebook at facebook.com/IamRyGPage. You know, I'm excited about this new show, the Passionpreneurs Podcast. I want to thank you all for tuning in. This is the show where it's all about teaching you how to go after your passions, live a passionate life, and how to create profitable enterprises from your business. Your passion, rather. So I'm excited. This is a purposeful mission and program. So I'm excited. In today's episode, what we'll talk about with you is really, this episode is called How to Create the Best Comeback Ever. How to Create the Best Comeback Ever. And I'm simply going to share, you know, as we go, as the show develops, we'll have guest interviews. We'll have, different spotlights. Sometimes it'll just be me training. For those who may not be familiar, if this is your first introduction to Ryan C. Green, you know, I am a best-selling author. I've written over 5 books, working on the 6th book right now. I'm the CEO and founder of Greenhouse Media, a media company that provides media with a purpose. Book marketing on a publishing company. So I'm also publishing other authors as well. Right now we are in the midst of a 100 author challenge. We are signing new authors all across the globe to really spread the message, positivity and good literature. So all kind of things that I've done and I've been blessed to do, and God has brought through me. And I share that stuff not to impress you. Well, I do want you to be impressed a little bit, but I'm sharing that stuff today because it's kind of going into what I want to talk about on this first episode, this podcast. Again, you can listen to the podcast and share the podcast at www.thepassionpreneurs.com. We'll average about 15 minutes or so, 15 to 20 minutes each week. That'll be about the average time for the podcast. But I wanted to start and I wanted to share this first episode. I wanted to talk about how to create your best comeback, because all those things I talked to you about, and also we have a new fitness DVD for kids coming out, Fit Life Kids. You can find out information about that at www.fitlifekidsdvd.com. We have a lot of things that are going on with Greenhouse Media, and we're really right there at the cusp of a major paradigm shift, major explosion of what's going on with our company. It's been 10 years of work going in. We're right there at the point where we're about to really take off. But I want to share with you, because all that stuff that I mentioned, all that where we are, almost didn't happen. You know, it almost never came to be. And here's what I want to talk to you about today, and how. And maybe you can find something in this story you can relate to and hopefully be inspired to keep going, and how you can make a better comeback. You know, in 2005, I wrote my first book, Success is in Your Hand. You know, I started that book. I knew when I started writing that book that I wanted to have a publishing company. I wanted to have a company where I could not just publish my own books, but provide other authors a way so they could get out their story, get their message out to the people. So in 2005, I was blessed to write Success is in Your Hand, my first book. I was pretty successful. 2006 and 2007, I really spent a lot of that time developing seminars and workshops and really growing as a speaker on the success of the book. And then 2008 came along and I wrote my little black book. That was my second book, my little black book of leadership. It was 15 leadership lessons I learned from my ex-girlfriends. And this book, you know, it's kind of half memoir, half self-help. I shared stories on how to really grow yourself as a leader through what I learned in past relationships. And that book, you know, garnered a lot of success. There was a movie in the works, there was a soundtrack to it. A lot of things I wanted to do with this book. I was getting media coverage on the news, radio, things were really starting to take off back in 2008, leading into 2009. And then in 2009, I got knocked out. Yeah, I got knocked out. I faced a divorce. My wife at the time decided one night that she was going to leave. And I mean, we had gone through some issues. We were going through counseling and things like that, trying to work out issues. But I believe she decided she was going to go. And she left one night right before one of my big events that I had planned. And, you know, anyone who's ever been through a divorce knows that, you know, it's not an easy thing to do. It's very difficult. It takes a lot out of you. And it took a lot out of me, you know, more than what I even realized was being taken out of me at that time. And from 2009 to 2012, you know what I did? I quit. That's it. I quit. I stopped. I stopped doing everything. You know, I said, you know, I've worked so hard for this. You know, at that point, I'd done a lot of work and I was like, well, what's going on? This is not where I was supposed to be. You know, I'm facing this divorce. So, you know, literally losing everything, but also going through the emotional hardships and hard times of that. It was a painful thing. So for 4 years, I did nothing. You know, I just quit. And I said, I'm just going to be an average person. I'm just going to put this stuff away. Perhaps I missed my call. Perhaps this really wasn't what I purposed to do. You know, I need to find a way to provide for my kids. I need to get myself together. You know, I moved away from Maryland. You know, I was just, I was stopping. I was just going to be regular old average person Ryan. But here's what I found out. Here's what I found out after 4 years of running. And if you're listening, you want to write this down. Purpose doesn't let you run away. Purpose does not let you run away. See, purpose hunts you down like a crazy ex. You ever had a crazy ex and you come home and they're sitting outside your parking spot in their car looking at you? Or you're at lunch, you look across the street and you see them over there looking at you. That's how purpose is. Purpose will hunt you down like that crazy ex. Purpose won't let you get away. Purpose won't take no for an answer. So after 4 years of running, and purpose chasing me and saying, Ryan, I'm not letting you go. At some point, I had to make the decision that I was going to stop running from purpose and be what I was put in. And that's where the comeback started. I said, you know what? I'm going to stop running. I can no longer accept the fact that I'm going to be average. Obviously, that's not what I was put here to be. So I accepted my purpose. And from there, in 2013, I started my comeback. And for me, that's what the next book was called, came from, Create a Better You. I had to make a decision that if I was going to be more and do more and have more, then I had to become more. If I wanted a better life, I had to be create a better me. So in this book I wrote in 2013, I Create a Better You, I just started both things about shifting from a mindset of desperation to a mindset of destiny. And I'm going to get into a couple of things from this book on how you can start your comeback, how you, wherever you are right now, you can make a decision that you are going to accept your purpose, accept the fact that you belong where your purpose says you're supposed to be, and going to move forward. So with that, I want to go into the first thing. The first piece I want to talk to you about is how to create a better connection. The first thing we have to do, we're talking about creating a better us. We're talking about making that comeback, making that better comeback. You need to create a better connection. And there's three things I want to talk to you about how to create a better connection. First of all, we want to start with strengthening your spiritual connection. You have to strengthen that spiritual connection because, you know, anyone who thinks that we're just here by happenstance, we're just here randomly, you know, I don't subscribe to that. I believe that all of us have a purpose. We were all designed for a specific reason. And there's something that we're all designed to do. But you can only figure that out by strengthening your spiritual connection. And how do we do that? Well, first of all, we pray. You know, prayer is nothing more than you simply having a conversation with God, sharing your thoughts, your ideas, your hopes, your concerns, your worries and desires. You know, prayer is where you simply go and tell God what's on your mind. Then number two is listen. Oftentimes I hear people say, maybe I'm not praying enough, or God didn't answer my prayer. And, you know, my first question is usually, did you stick around long enough to listen for his answer? How many times do we get caught up telling God what we want and need from him? We aren't sitting still long enough to hear his reply. We totally miss his answer. We pray. We say, oh, I'm giving it to God. And then what do? We go out and try to figure it out ourselves, what we're supposed to do. We never sit there and actually listen for him to answer. Then number three is read. You know, God gives us his manual called the Bible on how to live our lives and what we need to do. And the answer to all of our questions are right there. So we want to strengthen that spiritual connection. You just have to start reading that book, and that'll help you. And then finally, relationship. You know, what if you treated God like you were dating him? And by that, I simply mean if you were dating someone, you would call them daily, spend quality time with them, show them you love them. In many ways, you'd be on your best behavior around them and so on. So why not do the same with God? The more frequently you interact with him, the more you make him a part of everything you do, the closer and more connected you'll feel. You know, so you're talking about creating and strengthening that spiritual connection. You've got to strengthen, you know, you got to get in and really tap in and hear from him again. All right. The next one is strengthen your purpose connection. You know, your purpose connection. A lot of times when you quit, you've quit on your purpose. You walked away. So how do we re-strengthen that connection? How do we reconnect to that purpose? How do we say, okay, I'm back, purpose. You stalked me. You ran me down. You found me. And here I am. So how do we strengthen that connection to make sure we don't find ourselves in that situation again? Well, one thing we can do is we can write out the purpose for your life and look at it every day. And for me, you know, I knew what my purpose was. I was just going to leave it alone, you know. But once you can write it out and look at it every day and you can see this is who I am, this is what I'm here for, it's hard to look at that daily and then still ignore it and walk away from it. And after that, you want to develop your overall plan to fulfill your purpose. What is your plan? Once you have that purpose, you need to have a plan on how you're going to make that come to pass. And that's where you're getting God to show you what he wants to use for you to fulfill your plan for your life. Because, you know, he's not going to tell you, here's what I put you here for, and then not tell you how to go and do it. All right. If he's not going to give you the resources and the know-how, then you might have missed the call. And that might not be what he actually purposed you to do. Then also, you want to move. From there, you want to choose the first project and start there. Once you figured it out, you know, don't worry about this all these ideas. You know, pick one, start there. For me, you know, it was, you know, I knew what I had to do. I started blogging again. I started just getting my name, getting the activity going again, getting in that same environment for me. So whatever it is for you, maybe it's for you. Maybe you want to cook. You know, just start by making lunches once a week and selling them. You know, what is it that you can do? Choose that first project and start there. And then work on that project every single day. Remember, in the beginning, you're in a strive and thrive mode. You know, you're just striving, thriving. So you're still busy with everything else in life. Your career, family, other obligations aren't going away, but neither is your desire to create a better life. Knowing that you will only have limited time to pursue that purpose in the beginning, it's important that you set aside every, you know, time every day to work towards the project you choose. So don't let anything get in the way set apart to work on your project every day. Then engage with other purpose-driven people. I'm going to talk a little bit next about people, but you want to get around people who are also purpose-driven. They don't have to be going after the same purpose that you're doing, but when you get around people who have a like mind, who are going after something bigger than just average, it encourages you, it inspires you, it forces you to not give up, because now they're counting on you as well. And then finally, invest in your purpose. You know, no one's going to get pour more time, money, and energy into your purpose than you will. When talking about reconnecting with your purpose, you have to be willing to make those investments. If your purpose came with the prospectus, what would it tell? Where would it show your energy, time, and money have gone? So make sure that you're willing to invest in that purpose. Then the final connection. So we have create a better spiritual connection, strengthen your purpose connection. Then finally, you want to strengthen your people connection. You can't do this thing alone. Let's be clear about that right now. You need people in your life to help you achieve, okay? No great accomplishment in history has ever been accomplished by one person alone. If you believe that, if you're one of those people who, if it's going to get done right, it's up to me, then pardon me, but get over yourself, okay? You've got to understand that you need other people around you. Get around those people and strengthen those people connections. Stop trying to be a solopreneur and learn how to be a peoplepreneur, an entrepreneur, all right? So next thing, after we've created a better connection, I want to talk to you now about how to create a better now. How to create a better now, because so many of us we use our now as our excuse of why we can't do anything. You know, I want to do more, but I'm working too much, or I don't have money, or I don't have this, or I've got kids, or I've already failed, or I'm 50 years old, or I'm 20 years old. you know, I can't do it. Whatever it is, people will use it as an excuse. I've heard it all. So what do we do? How do we create about it now? First of all, you have to make the decision to let today be the last day you lose your you use your circumstances as your cop-out. All right, stop using every reason why you can't do something as your cop-out. Use that as the reason why you must do it. You know, maybe you have a criminal record. Maybe you have a poor relationship track history. Maybe you've been, you know, a bad parent. No matter what your challenge has been, no matter how much society tells you that you cannot succeed because of it, make today the day that you decide to no longer be bound captive by the dark cloud of your mistakes and shortcomings. Decide today that your story will be the story of the one who overcame in spite of. And after that, you want to use what you have today as your springboard to better. I talked earlier about me starting a blog again. You know, look around. What do you have now that you can use right now as your springboard to better? You know, it doesn't have to, you know, it doesn't take much to make yourself better. It takes things like hard work, determination, desire, stuff. You know, if we're talking about creating better now, then you need to take inventory of what you have right now and how you can parlay that into small, immediate successes that will springboard you to better success, bigger successes. As I said, for me, it was radio. I knew that if I was going to get back into becoming a speaker, into a respected author, best-selling author, start signing other authors as well, I had to look at what I had now to even start that. For me, I had radio. I had experience in radio. I'd authored several books. So what I started was I started writing a book, and I started that blog. I was writing a blog daily. So I started blogging again into the habit of writing, reaching out to people, sharing a message, developing my thoughts again. So that's what helped me create a better now. And for you, whatever it is that you have, what can you do right now? What baby steps can you take to really start to change the behaviors to create a better now? Then stop being held hostage by your past. You know, whatever your Jim Rohn, he says one of our biggest factors about determining positive mental attitude is how we feel about our past. You know, I feel about our past can grip us in such a way that we're no good in our present or our future. We all have a past. We all have things that have hurt us. We all have things that we didn't like. We all have things that have gotten in the way of something. But at some point, you can't let that be. You can't let that hold you hostage. You have to use those things to push you forward. Use those things as motivation. Look at them as the building blocks that made you as strong and successful as you are. And let free up that mental space, free up that place in your mind where you're a victim, and let those things be used to make you the victor. All right. So far we talked about creating a better connection. We talked about creating a better now. And then our last few minutes we have, I want to talk about creating better dreams. Now we're talking about the comeback. We're back on the comeback. So let's get back to the dreams. How do we create better dreams? And, you know, I have a saying that I believe that dreams are man-made, purpose is God-made, and destiny is where the two of them meet. So what does that mean? We have our dreams. We dream of what we want to be, what we want to do, and then purpose is what God created us to do. And then you live in a life of destiny. When your dreams can match up with what God made you to be, that's when you live in destiny. That's when you're fulfilling what it is you were created for. So we create better dreams. You know, sometimes we find ourselves in these places where we're dreaming of struggles, or we're having unrealistic dreams, or we have these. We look at our circumstances and let that determine the gravity of our dream. And that's just not a good thing. We've got to be able to say, no matter what I see around me, my dreams can be bigger. My dreams, you know, Donnie Simpson always said, shoot for the moon. If you miss, at least you're amongst the stars. You know, make those dreams bigger. Make those dreams worth going after. Dreams are bigger than goals. You know, goals are something that you can tangibly see and go after. Dreams are bigger than that. You know, so what are those dreams that you need? What are those new dreams that you need to create? And then, so let's start with this. Let's start from, we have to shift from dreams of desperation to dreams of destiny. Shift from dreams of desperation to dreams of destiny. And I can remember when I was trying to make my comeback, and I had dreams. And I can remember when I will first have an idea, the dream was, oh, I want to sell 300,000 books. Well, it's, you know, 30,000 books. And then what happens? What happens is you start to look at things around you and you start to say, well, 3,000 books sounds great, but if I could sell 30, that's all I really need to make my mortgage and I'll be good. You see the difference? See, it takes the same amount of energy to write 3,000 books, you know, to write and press 3,000 books that it does to write a book that's only going to sell 30 copies. So why would I shortchange the dream because of desperation? Because I'm sitting looking at your current circumstances, you look at your current circumstances, and you say, well, this is what I need right now. If I can just do this, if this is all I could do, I want to sell 20, but if I can just sell 3, and what happens is your mindset, your action, your energy, your music, it all becomes, I just want to sell 3. And that's what happens. And what happens, you might fall short and sell 1 or 2. But if you go at it with, if you believe in it enough to say, I'm going to sell 3,000, because that's what I want, that's the dream, and that's the goal, and that's an abundant place to be. You fall short and sell 2,500, well, guess what? You're still good. But so many times we let our dreams turn into desperation and not destiny. Believe me, I understand what it feels like to have nothing, and all you can think about is surviving through the month. It's a terribly dark place to be, let alone to try to dream about anything more than what the bill collectors aren't going to extend you any more grace periods. A life of lack is depressing. You feel less than human and even dirty at times. What I found, however, is when you're broke, no matter if you dream big or small at the moment, you're still broke. So why not dream big, see your life from a destiny perspective, and launch from there? Then finally, I'm going to leave you with this. Dreams deferred are not dreams denied. Dreams deferred are not dreams denied. So a lot of times we have dreams and they don't come to fruition, and we feel like, oh, it's just not meant to be. But you have to understand the difference between God saying no and God saying not yet. Or you quitting and you just not putting in the work to get it done right now. See, I'll give you a story. My latest project, the Fit Life Kids DVD, it's our children's workout DVD. It's coming out in October. We're very excited about it. Again, the website is www.kidsdvd.com. It's a workout DVD to help kids fight childhood obesity, become active and excited about fitness. Now, this idea came to me 6 years ago. I had this idea 6 years ago about this fitness DVD, and there were different things that got in the way of why it couldn't happen 6 years ago. But I realized and I learned along that process, it wasn't a no. It was just not yet. Well, first, the kids were too young. You know, I have my kids are featured in the video. At first, they were too young. So, okay, we can't do it now. They're too young. Then I went through the divorce. Okay, so that got in the way. And then for those 4 years, I wasn't doing anything. And then you get back to the point where then it's money. You know what? You talk to people and that opens up. And now we're at the position where an idea that came 6 years ago is coming to fruition today. A dream deferred is not a dream denied. So you have dreams that you haven't have fulfilled yet. You need to go back and take an evaluation and inventory and look, was this dream deferred or was it denied? Can this still happen now? What am I looking to? What can be done going forward to make sure I can make this dream come true? All right. So listen, I want to thank you. You know, that's going to wrap up the subject for today. I want to make sure that you all follow me again on Facebook and Twitter. You can find me at www.ryancgreen.com. That's green with an E. You can go online and make sure that you follow me on Facebook and Twitter. I am Raji on Twitter. I am Raji page on Facebook. Go to the Passionpreneurs website. Log on. Look at the new book. The book is coming out in January. We're going to have a lot of things going on with the Passionpreneurs. But go ahead and sign up for the email list. Keep yourself abreast of what's going on. And I look forward to this journey with you all and what we're going to do as Passionpreneurs continue. All right. I want to thank you again for listening. Tune in next Tuesday for another
episode. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Passionpreneurs Podcast, a production of Greenhouse Media. To listen to past episodes and to subscribe to our email list, visit www.thepassionpreneurs.com. I'm Ryan C. Green. Thanks for listening.